Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Angels and Warriors Radio. This is Dawn Tavey, and this is a first. I've never done something in the morning, but I actually am doing this because I wanted to help somebody out with a scholarship. So if you, like I said before, if you have a subject or a product that you'd like to talk about on my show, you're welcome. But also if you are doing something for a cause, you know, be it a scholarship or a foundation or whatever the cause is, I would absolutely love to hear from you. And today, we're trying to get Rebecca situated right now. As soon as she is ready, we'll get her on the air. And Rebecca actually here she is. So I'll let her tell you about herself. Hi, Rebecca.
Hi,
are you there?
Yes,
hi.
I'm here. Hi.
Okay.
Thank you so much for taking my before.
Absolutely. And I was just telling everybody, you know, I talk about different subjects and stuff on my show, but causes is something that's near and dear to my heart, and eventually I hope to be working with a lot more of them. But anybody who has something like this for a scholarship or, you know, an actual, you know, they're going to be doing a marathon or a foundation,
yeah,
whatever it is, I definitely want to hear from them. But
okay.
I know you're calling from Finland, so let's kind of jump into this so we can tell people why you're looking to win the scholarship, what you're going to school for, and I guess maybe start with your background a little bit in your family and where you're coming from.
Okay, definitely. Well, like you said, my name is Rebecca Nivola, and I am currently a junior at Wheaton College in Wheaton, Illinois, and I am studying piano performance in the conservatory with Dr. Karen Edwards. But right now I am taking a semester abroad in Finland, and I'm also continuing my studies in music and am pursuing the Finnish language, so I'm trying to learn Finnish. But if you wouldn't mind, I'd love to tell you a little bit about, like, how I actually got here to Finland.
Absolutely.
Okay. So, I should say that my dad was born in Finland. So, he is Finnish, and just growing up with a Finnish dad and learning about Finland and making Finnish foods like Latvia and Ruisleipästä. Latvia is like you would call it maybe the American crepe. And ruisleipä is a dry, rich, dark bread. So just learning about some of the culture sparked an interest in learning more about it. And so 10 years ago, my family actually visited Finland for 3 weeks in the summer. And that was just an amazing experience. And so in high school, I decided, if I can study abroad when I'm in college, I would really love to go to Finland. So in August of last year, I applied to study abroad at this one school called, it's Ammattikorkeakoulu in Jyväskylä, Finland. yeah, some of the Finnish names are quite interesting. But so I applied and I was accepted, and so then there was trying to figure out how to, I guess, pay for my semester abroad. And so I was researching different options and scholarships, and I met with my financial aid counselor, and she suggested apply for the Benjamin H. Gilman Scholarship. And so I applied for that, and that was a lengthy process. And so then in December, I found out that they had awarded me a scholarship, and I was just so amazed. And so I guess that was just another step in how God has been working in this process to get me here to Finland. And then there was trying to figure out housing. So I didn't really want to stay in an apartment because I'd be much cooler and more interesting experience to live with a family and just, like, get to know the language and the culture more. And so I contacted two pastors at local churches and asked if there would be a Christian family that would be willing to host me. And so they said, well, that's not something that we do every day, but who knows? We've got all things are possible. So they said, well, put up a bulletin. And so they just put up a little ad. And 3 weeks before I was supposed to go to Finland, a family sent me an email saying, hey, Rebecca, we would love to have you stay with us. And so I was just like, I was shocked. And it was, yeah. And so far my time in Finland has been great. Yeah, I have experienced, like, some culture shock, and I've definitely learned a lot. And it's been quite an experience to be the minority.
But it's amazing, isn't it, how when you're on the right path, how God just makes sure that it happens. It just happens, and it's not always so easily, but, I mean, in all honesty, it is easily, because if we just trust that it's going to happen, it absolutely does, because God is never late. And if we just let it go, it absolutely just happens. So I love how that works. I know, because I'm on that same path. So, and you come from a fairly large family, don't you? You're not the only child.
Oh, yeah, no. I have an older brother who is a senior at college, so he will be graduating this May, and I have a brother who is a senior in high school, and a sister who's a junior in high school. My brother Luke just turned 9 today, so happy birthday, Luke! And I have a sister who is 6.
Wow!
So there are 6 of us.
You have a big family. That's
a big family, but it's great. Yeah. I love having a big family.
I think that's awesome. I've got 4 kids. But that makes it difficult on the parents when it comes to these kinds of things. And it's one of the sacrifices that parents make. But, I know it's something that I would do for my kids, just to be able to see them go to college if that's what they want to do. And I think it's great that you're out there getting scholarships and, you know, definitely looking for different ways to help out. So that is absolutely awesome. So, you know, tell us a little bit more about your love for music and, you know, why this is what you're focusing on.
Well, I started playing piano when I was 10. It's actually because of my brother. My older brother started a year earlier, and I just wanted to do everything he did. So I begged my mom to let me have lessons too. So then I started, and I just took off from there, and ever since I can remember, I've just always loved music. And so then I decided, probably when I was 14 or 15, that I really wanted to get serious about music. And so then I applied to several different schools, but was really, really wanted to go to Wheaton, because I loved how they have such a strong academic and program and Christian community, as well as a top conservatory. And so that has just been a huge blessing, being able to go there. And I guess as far as music is concerned, this is interesting because I was just reading this, reading something that Sidney Lanier, he was a late 19th century American poet and musician, he was trying to say that music is love in search of a word. And I thought they were just so philosophical and very interesting. And I think that music enables us to just to go to a deeper level than we can express ourselves with words and just other mediums of communication. It just, I feel like it reaches to the soul, and it just it can speak when other things can't.
Right. Well, it does, yeah. Because you literally feel it in your soul. It doesn't matter, you know, if it's jazz, if it's contemporary, if it's classic, if it's, you know, the blues, whatever. And we're always kind of drawn towards certain things, whatever makes our soul happy. And that's literally what it does. It makes our soul happy. And
yeah.
And our soul wants to dance.
Definitely.
So I'm all about the dance. So I completely understand that as well. What I've done. Oh, go ahead.
Okay. Well, I was also going to say something else that has really inspired me, I guess, maybe, is mm-hmm. the just where I've seen church music going, and I feel like music in the church has really plummeted from the heights of, say, when Bach and Handel were writing. For instance, Bach would write a cantata every week for Sunday, and the choirs would rehearse, and then they would sing, and it was just, I guess, something that I really feel on my heart is just to bring back in some way to the church the level of quality that has been lost.
Yeah. And I know you're really big into, you know, the Bible, and I know that you used to do the competitions where you'd memorize scripture and that stuff. And do you still do that, or is that, I know you're really busy, so you might not really have a lot of time for that.
I don't do it as much as I would wish to. I still try to memorize scripture. And for instance, my background in Bible quiz came back again this past semester in the fall at Wheaton College, where I took an Old Testament class, and we had an assignment where we had to either write a paper or do a presentation. I thought, oh, I have so many papers to write this semester, I'm definitely going with the presentation. So, so I chose to do a creative project in which I memorized the book of Ruth and then quoted it dramatically in front of the class. And I had never memorized anything from the Old Testament, I mean, before. And it was just, it was a great experience go deeper into that book. I've always loved the Book of Ruth, so it was great.
That's awesome. And I know I've got a couple of videos posted. If, you know, basically, in order, if anybody wants to vote, first of all, you have to vote by February 28th. And if you're a friend on my Facebook page, I have her on my wall. But the easiest way to get to what Rebecca's doing is just go to angelsandwarriors.org. That's ANGELS and spelled out AND, warriors, WARRIORS.org, and click on the causes tab. And I have a little article up about her and two different videos. The other video, you were talking about how you love children now, and you know, not that you didn't love them before, but you've been working with children, teaching to earn some extra money, and you've been teaching piano. So, what? And I don't know if you've ever heard of it, and it's been so long. I don't know if there's background, but there was a Christian group when I was there called Awanas.
Awanas,
which stands for Approved Workmen Are Not Ashamed. Don't get it confused with the Kiwanis, because that's something completely different. I don't know what that is. But Awanas is AWANAS, Approved Workmen Are Not Ashamed. And it is it's a co-ed thing, and it is kind of, I guess the best way I could describe it is kind of like a co-ed boys and girls group meets a Brownies, Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts kind of a thing, except for you actually earn your little life preservers and anchors and stuff by memorizing scripture. And
yeah.
There's usually, where I went, we had a great big auditorium and we would have games and stuff. And then, of course, we would have time that we sit down and we do we go over our scripture and the people would sign off on it if we knew. And then we would have song time. So, I don't know, I just think it's something that if it's still around, you would probably absolutely adore.
Yes, I believe it is still around because several of my school friends back at Wheaton participated in that. So, yeah, it sounds like a great ministry.
It definitely is. It really is. And the fact that it reaches out to children of all ages, I mean, basically once the kids got old enough, they would become kind of like the counselors themselves. So it's kind of like summer camp, too.
Yeah.
it was just a lot of fun. It was something I truly enjoyed, and the counselors just, I don't know, it was the one place I really felt like I belonged when I was growing up. So definitely something to keep in mind when you come back stateside. So how long are you over there?
I will be here for 4 months total. So I came here in January, and will be returning in May, just in time for my brother's graduation, which is really important to me. So, yeah.
Well, that's wonderful, and I hope that you win this. I mean, I know it's nothing, it's not like thousands and thousands of dollars. It's only $100, but that $100 can go a long way and really help Rebecca out. So, if you please would just come on. And the voting is super simple. You do have to have a Facebook in order to be able to vote. All you have to do is like the page. And once you like the page, click on contest or whatever and vote for Rebecca. And her name is clearly up again at angelsandwarriors.org under causes. Feel free to browse around the rest of the website, too. So... Was there anything else you wanted to add? Or, I like I said, I know you're calling from over there, so I don't want to keep you too long.
And yeah.
Actually, there's a couple of people with their hands up. I will go ahead and take these calls real quick. If you've got questions for Rebecca, feel free to ask. I'm going to say the area code 774. 774, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, do you have a question for Rebecca?
I do. This is Rebecca's mom.
Oh,
hey.
Hi. And
hey,
John,
thanks so much for calling.
Thanks for having Rebecca. And I have a fun little story. Her first piano teacher, when I told her, I don't know if Rebecca's spoken about her new interest in philosophy. Philosophy is a required class at her school, and usually freshmen take it, but I don't think Rebecca took it till junior year. Is that right?
That's right, yeah.
Okay.
I waited too long.
Well, here's what happened. Do you want to tell the story, hon?
Oh, no, you go ahead.
Okay, well, correct me if I'm wrong. This professor has a track record when freshmen take his class of, I don't know what the percentage is, but maybe 8 freshmen change majors to philosophy. He is so amazing. And lo and behold, when Rebecca took his class, her eyes were open to this whole other world of philosophy. And so, which is great, I think is wonderful. And when I told her first piano teacher, I told him his name's Brian, and I said, Brian, you know, Rebecca's still going to, you know, graduate with a piano performance major, but now she wants to add a philosophy major. And he looked at me and he said, no, just add poetry to the mix and you have the three lowest paying jobs in the world.
Oh, no. So,
but I thought it's interesting that, I don't know, Rebecca, do you want to talk about philosophy and music and how you believe they are partners together?
Sure.
What's your philosophy on philosophy, Rebecca?
philosophy on philosophy. I guess just how I understand it is I think that philosophy and music are just lifetime pursuits, and you can never reach the bottom of either. You can never attain perfection in philosophy. You can never attain perfection in the performance in music. I can practice a Beethoven sonata for hours and hours, but never fully express what I imagine should be conveyed through it. And there's always new ideas and things that come up in philosophy, and it's just, I think that they're just so interesting, and I just hope that I will be able to continue learning both of them my whole life.
And you will, and I think that's the beautiful thing about music is you can literally, I mean, you're playing it with your fingers, but you're playing it through your soul. You know, you're just,
Yeah. You're
putting your soul into it. And so the more you practice and the more you just pour your soul into it, the more it develops. And no matter what piece you're playing, be it one that you made up yourself or, you know, be it Beethoven or Bach or anybody else, you'll make it your own. I mean, that's inevitable. You'll make it your own. And I think people get too boxed into things sometimes. And, of course, they want to play it exactly the way that it was played by Beethoven. But you know what? You might add a flair or a flavor to it that makes it perfect for you. So, you know, and
I think
and
that's what makes
all
it so interesting. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So, and it doesn't matter what anybody else thinks about, you know, highest paying jobs or lowest paying jobs. You know what? If you absolutely love it and it's your passion, I say go for it, and you can turn it into whatever you want it to be. So,
I totally agree. That's really encouraging.
Thank you. Trust me, from somebody who's doing something outside the box, when I don't have a formal education in writing, and I've caught the attention of several people very high up in the industry, you know, just because I wrote from my heart, not because I tried to do what everybody else has done. So, and Mom, I think
Yeah. It's
wonderful that you're supporting her and not going, oh, well, you should be a doctor or you should be a lawyer or any of those other things that people are so worried about, because, well, why is that? Why are you letting her do what she wants to do and follow her passion?
I believe back when she was in high school, I just had this sense that she was on the fence about music, and I just, we had countless conversations about pursuing music, and I just knew that she had to pursue that first, because if she stopped playing and took a two-year break or something and then went back to it, how torturous that would be. But that music had to, she had to figure that out first, whether it was something she wanted to do the rest of her life, which I believe she will. Whether she will get paid to do music the rest of her life or not, I believe she will always have music in her life. Music, every year that goes by, I am increasingly aware of the power of music, the importance of music, and how it changes people's lives and opens their hearts. And I think Rebecca said that earlier in the program, too, that music opens people's hearts like no other. No other words can, or even poetry or It's just a very powerful
instrument. I think it becomes part of our energy, you know, our energy, our soul. I think it becomes part of our energy and actually flows with it. If words can't flow with your energy the way that another energy can. So music being an energy itself, I think, can open us up and move us, because it literally flows through and into our body, and it mingles it with our soul, and that's why our souls love it so much. So my personal thought, I don't know, but
yeah.
And here's another, do you have time for one more comment?
Absolutely.
John, okay, hold on.
Hi, this is Rebecca's dad. I just walked in the door. I was listening to the radio program.
Oh, hey.
My wife gave me the number to listen to it on my cell phone. So I've been listening to the last about 5 minutes, so this is great.
Wonderful. Thank you for joining us.
So I just walked in the door. We live on Martha's Vineyard, and I was getting ready to go on the boat, but they canceled our boat. We're on an island, obviously. Mm-hmm. So I turned back, so that's why I'm here now. So that's kind of funny. But
because you were supposed to.
Right.
It's that simple.
So hi, Rebecca. I miss you.
Hi. Miss you, too.
Kind of cool
Thank
to talk via, talk via radio station.
Yeah.
Well, I told her, you know, anytime that, you know, she or her friends or family or whoever, you know, has something, you know, don't hesitate to give me a call, and I'll do what I can to help out. That's what I'm about. That's what my passion is doing what I can, because it's what I'm here for, so.
Great.
You guys are absolutely welcome anytime.
Great. Well, I have a comment to make regarding, if I have time.
Absolutely.
I was just listening to, you know, the whole thing about making money and, you know, versus pursuing your dreams, if you can kind of oppose those two things. But I've been trying to talk Rebecca into going into the medical field, for obviously for monetary reasons, and not only that, because she's smart, she loves science, but also because of the last couple of years have been the hardest times of my life financially. This recession has, you know, hurt us very badly, just sort of like it has. Millions of Americans and probably worldwide, but anyway, you know, so it, you know, thinking from a monetary point of view, that's my stance. But I'm not vetoing her pursuit of her dream.
And in the long run, Dad, you're going to be so so happy that she didn't. For whatever reason, I don't know why, but you will be so happy that she didn't and that she stuck to it, and she's going to stand out. She's going to be different than everybody else. She already does.
Well, absolutely.
She already is.
She's a go-getter.
Yeah.
We always called her our perseverance girl early on. She went through to the end and got it done.
Yeah, and that's important. That's huge. So
absolutely. Well, thank you. Thanks for letting me talk on the airwaves. First time in my life. It's kind of cool. I feel like a celebrity now.
Thanks for calling.
My pleasure.
Okay, I'm going to give you back to Lisa.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. We got to meet your family.
Yes, that was
great.
The kids
are all in school, obviously. So, is Mom coming back on?
I am. You. I'm back.
Okay, there you are. Okay. Well, did you have anything else you wanted to add? I mean, we're not in a huge rush, but I didn't want to keep Rebecca too long, and I just, you know,
okay. Is there anyone else waiting?
I think it was probably your husband that was probably, because I can see when people call in.
Okay.
But unless they raise
okay.
their hand, you know, I can. If they don't have their hand raised, then they're just listening. So, generally, anyway.
Okay.
So yeah, you know, we definitely got to meet Rebecca and her family, and you know, we all know definitely, you know, where everyone's coming from, and it is a hard time, and these scholarships are set up, and that's what they're there for, is just to help people out, and yeah, and I know that we've created our organization, so we're kind of looking into grants and stuff, and that is just not an easy process. It's not. So good for you for getting that first scholarship, because that is, that's a trek in and of itself.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, again, visit angelsandwarriors.org, Code of Causes, and Rebecca is right there, the very first first cause you come to, so to speak. And if you're a friend on Facebook, you know, you can go to it, get to the voting area from there. And if you're not a friend on Facebook, please become one. I still have plenty of room and for a couple more thousand. And, of course, there's always the fan, my fan page as well. And it's actually, we have you posted on the fan page as well. So if you go to Dawn Tevay, T like Tom, E Echo, V Victory, Y Yankee, comma, Angels and Warriors spelled out, the fan page is there as well. And you can also get to my, or to Rebecca's voting from there. So it's really simple. Other than that, like I said, you know, please stay in contact, and I am doing a little thing for my books. I don't know if you've gotten a chance to look at my websites or anything yet, but we have, I'm doing a graphic novel, and I'm turning real, living, breathing people into the characters, the faces of the characters in my graphic novel.
Okay.
So
yeah.
If you'd like to put yourself in for one, I would love to put you in the graphic novel, too. And your brother,
okay.
Anybody, your whole family, I don't care. We've got plenty of room right now. I can't say that that's going to be the way it is in a few months, but if you if you do it now, I'd love to, you know, put you in there as well. So that'd be kind of fun. But, yeah, anything else, Mom, that you can think of that you'd like to say?
Stay well, darling.
Farewell. Thank
now.
You so much
she
for
has,
calling.
Yes, she's on her break, and thank you, Dawn. And so this is from one part of the United States, from one ocean to the other ocean to
across
Europe.
Across the ocean.
Yeah, across the ocean.
Yes.
So the Pacific to the Atlantic to the other side of the Atlantic, which I think is really wonderful. And
yeah.
God bless you, Dawn, and love you, darling. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Okay, Rebecca. Well, I will go ahead and you know, be in touch very soon. And I wish you the best. Let us know. Let us know if you won or not. I did go in, and I don't know if you can vote more than once, but I did vote a few times already. So I hope that they all count.
Okay.
If not,
well,
then,
you.
You know, I don't know if it's a once-a-day thing or not, but I will try and get in there and vote as often as I can. And I wish you all the best, and, you know, definitely like to talk. And do you compose your own music? Have you tried that yet?
Some, not a lot, but I would like to do more of it. Yes.
Well, you know,
so,
maybe we can talk because, you know, we've already started talking about, I've had a producer start talking about turning this in my book into a movie. And
oh, really? Okay.
And I would
That's...
love something similar to Twilight's Bella's Lullaby, something along
okay.
those lines. But, yeah, so who knows? Maybe it'll be your first in a movie.
Wow.
Piece.
Okay.
So,
we'll also hear about that.
Or, yeah, we'll definitely
good.
Chat about that. So, yeah, so that'd be a lot of fun. You got plenty of time, and we'll have to talk about that. But that would be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
The piece that's in the very beginning of this was actually composed by a friend of mine who's a composer. So, So yeah, I love that piece and looking for more, much more. So, or many more,
okay.
Not much more, but many more. So, well, I wish you all the best. I know you're going to have just wonderful success, and please don't hesitate to call. And obviously, now that we know each other, you can let us know further ahead of time.
Yes, thank you so much. You're a very gracious host, and
thank you
for having me on this late notice.
Yeah, my pleasure. God bless you, and definitely, like your mom said, take care of yourself and have a safe trip back home in a few months.
Okay, I will. Thank you, Dawn.
Okay. Thank you, Rebecca.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, so that was Rebecca, and again, one more time, angelsandwarriors.org. Click on causes, and you get to meet Rebecca. And as always, live your passion and change the world. Have a blessed day and a wonderful weekend. God bless everyone. Bye.